and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life SP, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Life is P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. My people call me P. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are a new listener, I appreciate you giving me a shot. Thank you to however you heard about me, whether it be a retweet, whether it be a Facebook post, or somebody saw something on TikTok. Oh, I'll be doing TikTok now. If I could tell you my name, I would, but I cannot remember. It might be P. Writes. Find me somewhere or whatever. You'll know by the show. I post a lot of clips from the show. If you are a repeat listener, thank you so much for all your support, all your conversations. I love the deeper conversations in my DM or even on the timeline when we get into it. It's so much fun interacting with you and very inspiring to be a part of your winning journey, because a lot of you reach out to me and like, you know, this related to me and I'm going to think about this, or this made me see this part of myself in a different way and I think I'm going to consider something, like whatever, or even if this is something I'm struggling with, but, you know, talking about it is giving me some options to deal with things. I love those conversations. Because I want to see you win. I always want to see you win. I want to see me win too. Okay. So I've had some quite different experiences in my life, I guess, over the past couple of days, which is great because part of those experiences are motivating me to finish my next book, which I was like really stuck on for a while. I was kind of like in between books, didn't know what story I was going to write or what story was going to get my focus. And now I'm focused. I know what book I'm writing. And I'm so happy to be out of that confusion stage when it comes to these books. And I'm thankful to the people in my life that helped me get out of, you know, that little stuck part that, you know, sometimes happens, especially to creatives. I don't know if you've experienced that, but it's daunting because it's just like, am I ever going to regain focus ever again? I just had a conversation with a friend of mine who, you know, was talking some hard stuff, right? Talking about, you know, my relationship with my daughter, and we were talking about some of my past and how it has shaped my ideas about the future, my ideas about the present, really. And my trust and my guard and my openness to love and new things. And it was a really interesting conversation, which I'm really grateful for, because there were some new perspectives that were brought into place. And sometimes it's difficult to hear about your thoughts and your patterns and what they present to other people. But I'm always interested in hearing what it presents as. I think back in the past, I was probably more guarded to hear that because it's like, you don't know me, you don't know my story, and you know, who are you and what's your angle and why are you telling me this and you're telling me this for gain. With now that I'm older, it's kind of just like, you know, I just want to know how I'm presenting. And, you know, I'll probably have some conversations with some other girlfriends of mine just to see what the consistency is, because, you know, I'm forever a researcher. So I want to see the consistencies in the feedback to see what I am truly presenting and across the board. And if this is something that I want to work on, if there's something I want to grow, or something that I want to kind of shave off the top and bring it down a notch. And I just was thinking about the show and I just was like, you know, I can only speak from a creative's perspective because that's who I am. But I'm just wondering how many of us get so accustomed to what shaped us that we get to a point where we're unwilling to be shaped any further. I've definitely seen some points in my life where I was reluctant to be shaped any further. Things had affected me, disappointed me, saddened me, and some accomplishments have rejuvenated the joy in my life. But I have seen some periods in my life where it was just, I don't want to be shaped any further by outside sources. I want God to shape me. I want me to shape me. But as a writer, I recognize how dangerous that is. You know, we want to say, you know, only, you know, if I just follow my own mind, you know, I'm always going to be fine or whatever. And I just, like I said, I realize how dangerous that is. You know, for a writer who doesn't read books, right? There's some writers who are like, I don't like to read, but I love to write. And I raised my hand, you know, I've talked about it in the show in the past. I was definitely one of those people. I loved to write, but I didn't necessarily like to read. And when I look back over the things that I wrote then, they were good, but they weren't great. And the reason why they weren't great is because they were only shaped by my point of view, by my experiences and what I had seen. And the great thing about reading is that you get access to another point of view that you don't have to debate with. You can just read it. And if you don't like it, you can put it down. Like, so you don't have to have a whole argument. You don't have to have a whole discussion on it unless you want to. But you get access to different perspectives, which were shaped by someone else's experiences. So you get to combine experiences. I feel like when you read a good book, it's an experience for you. So now is listed as one of your experiences. So when your mind is putting things together and rationalizing what you are going through in the present moment or what you're planning for in the future, I think that reading a good book helps to contribute to the set of experiences that's going to make that decision. However, there's other ways to get that. And that's through conversation with actual people. I think through the pandemic, you know, a lot of us have gotten away through like speaking to each other. We talk a lot online, but we all know that online people don't always present the genuine self that they present whoever it is that they want you to see, or they present a portion of who they are, ashamed of other portions, or you know, just not confident enough to be their true selves. And then also it's the internet, like people are so judgmental and people so quick to tear you down. People so quick to argue and force their way of thinking on you that sometimes can be a thing of self-protection to not put your full self there, right? Because it's like, what's the point? Why am I putting my full self there? A lot of these are not genuine relationships. This is someone I cackle with from time to time. But when things get real in my life, these are not the people that I'm going to talk to. If you're lucky, like me, you were able to meet a couple of people online who have become part of your real life, who are the people that you can talk to when things get a little difficult, a little wonky, or when you want to talk something out, or when you're planning something big. They're extremely supportive and they're in your corner rooting for you and ready to go to whatever next step is there for you. So I like talking to people. I'm a talker, obviously. I'm a talker, right? I'm a writer. I got a lot of words to say, but I'm a talker. I'm talking to you every week because I got a lot to say and there's a lot going on in my mind. And I'm hoping that whatever I say through this show is helping to shape you for the better, that you are considering my point of view, considering my experiences, and considering whatever positive droplets I have to pour into your spirit, that you pick that up, you drink it up, you absorb it, and it becomes part of your experiences so that you have a better outlook on life, a better outlook on your goals. You're more focused to reach that peak. And then in an ideal situation, you reach that peak and then there's another peak to go after. At least that's ideal for me. Some people like to plateau and I get that. You're comfortable. You just want to get to the certain thing and you want to plateau. And that's cool too. I want what you want for you. However, I think that we need to consider how difficult it is to get there by only traveling by way of our own mind. Because along the way, along the journey, we
sometimes need a helping hand from somebody else. We sometimes need a word from somebody else. We sometimes need a connection from somebody else. And I feel, you know, I'm a believer in God, and I feel like He sometimes uses people to convey messages that we might have thought about ourselves, but couldn't put the pieces together properly. And maybe somebody else has the talk, basically, to give it to us in a way that we understand. I always feel like God will use the way, whatever way He thinks you will listen, that is the way that the message is going to be conveyed. And I don't know if you've ever met someone who's told you something about yourself or about your future or whatever that completely stunned or shocked you, but for some reason you believed them. There was something in you that was like, no, this person knows what they're talking about. This person has good insight, and this information is genuine, and is genuinely for my betterment. I feel like that's such a blessing when we come across it. In the past, you know, when I would come across something like that, I would feel and know that it's a blessing. But because of my past, I would, you know, say, well, you know, I got to consider the source and all of that, which, you know, for the most part, I think is kind of smart, right? We consider the source, because no one wants to feel stupid in the end, like, oh, I listen to such and such. Oh, I'm so gullible. And there's so many words, so many disrespectful things that we could say about ourselves because we let ourselves be open enough to receive something from someone. And we take responsibility and accountability for their fuck ups. Like, they're the person who wasn't genuine or did you wrong or took advantage of you being open, but we take accountability for it and responsibility for it. And going forward, we kind of shut ourselves off a little bit because we don't want to experience that again. And we're embarrassed that, you know, that person was able to take advantage of us. And I get that because that's me. You know, people that I trusted, people that was supposed to care for me, just didn't do their job when they should have did their job. And I'm not even talking about like, oh, I like the guy who was supposed to like me back. Not even. Or I love the guy who was supposed to love me back and he didn't. Not even. It's more complicated than that. Like, you know, I gave my love to someone who was supposed to protect me and ended up putting me in the position of hurt that they were supposed to protect me from. And it's a very specific position. So, and I have, unfortunately, more than my share of those types of tales. So, of course, it's understandable that there are times in my life where I shut down and I'm going based off of my own mind. And sometimes, right, I talk about, you know, flaws and assets, right? How they can be interchangeable. So sometimes that is my asset because it allows me to focus. It allows me to get things accomplished. It allows me to push progress within my life. However, it could also be my hindrance to progress because I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything. I am not all knowing. And I definitely am not all seeing because there's some things that I miss. And I beat myself up all the time for the things that I miss. But honestly, like, it's just, the world is so vast. The universe is like just incredible. We don't know everything. We can't see everything. And that's why we need each other. That's why we need people. We need to be able to share our experiences so that you, like, I share my experience so that you don't have to experience everything in order to get the knowledge that you need or in order to get the experience you need or the bright idea you need to take that next step in your life, to make that leap, to go grab that gold. Like, I share it because I'm like, well, I did some legwork that maybe you don't have to do. And I think when we listen to other people's opinion, you don't necessarily have to take everything into account. You don't even have to believe that their opinion matters. But to people who seem to care about you, when they offer their perspective on a particular situation, I think we do ourselves some injustice by not at least hearing them out. And hearing them out, not like I'm listening to your words, but I'm paying you no mind. But hearing them out and considering how they came to this perspective and what is it that they see in you that they thought this perspective was necessary to share. And I just had one of those conversations. And it's so interesting to me because, you know, this person has had their share of experiences, which have led them to the point, but they're much older than me. So they're seeing me go through something that they think they can impart some wisdom on. And I'm going to hear them out because particularly now, right? Because I'm in a transition stage. So I'm living a life that I've never lived before. Now, I've always taken care of myself. So that part, you know, but I've never taken care of myself and a child. Like, oh, okay. And a 7-year-old, right? Because, and then next year, I would be at a place that I've never been before because I'd be taking care of myself and an 8-year-old. And so I'm getting, you know, get what I'm getting at. We're getting to places where, like, I've never been here before. And I'm a pattern thinker. So entering someplace that I've never been before is a little scary to me. You know, I talked about, you know, fear and working it out. What would you do if it went wrong? And work it out and have that in your mind. But also work it out in terms of what would you do if everything went right. Work it out. Once you work it out and you know the moves that, like, you know, this is what will happen if blah, 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 blah. Okay, you got it in place. So now take the leap. Go ahead. Be open to the new experience. You can jump in. You know, I always used to say, and I still say, right, the one thing other than God that I have faith in is my ability to recover. I know that I will recover from whatever harm or whatever emotional pain that someone issues or whatever mental trauma they try to throw my way or expose me to. I know that I will recover because I have recovered. I have so many examples of my recovery that I know, like, I'm good. I'm good. I'm always good. I'm always good. So then, like, I should just jump in, right? I should just jump in. I should just go for it because I know I'm going to be good. But I understand that sometimes we're like, it's not that I don't know I'm going to be good. I don't feel like enduring the bullshit. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to endure it. But I say, you know, to counter that is that what if it's not bullshit? What if there is no endurance that is necessary, but some leisure that's required, like leisure, bask in it, bask in the goodness of what's coming to you, like live it up. You've already worked out everything that you're going to do when it goes wrong, you've worked out everything that goes right. So, but I only come to that conclusion and can think like that because of the past few years, I've opened myself up to let another perspective in. You know, I won't hold you. Like when I first started saying that, you know, I wanted a certain kind of people in my circle, I wanted to live a certain kind of life and all that stuff, like that needed to be imparted within me. For me, you know, I saw some of it, but I also saw some of it outside of myself. I had to, you know, see people have these wonderful friendships and these wonderful relationships and see people in circles and, you know, I wasn't really experienced in those circles. So someone had to share their experience and their perspective with me to sort of get some film out of my eyes so that I can see clearly of what it is that I envision for myself and what I believe God has envisioned for me. But if I just went off of my own mind, I wouldn't see that. I wouldn't be able to grow. Just like the fear and the, you know, the assets and our flaws, I wouldn't be able to think like that without talking to some people and getting some perspectives and seeing how things work out for them. Not just focusing on how things work out for me, but seeing how things work out for them. And rather than saying, well, that's them and they don't have nothing to do with me, but thinking about the patterns and consistencies and who we are as human beings, like, why can't that work out for me? Why can't that? You know, when someone talks to me about my child, like, you know, like most single parents, I'm very guarded. Like, you don't know my situation. You don't know what this is or whatever. But I find that the more open I am to conversations and at least hearing this other perspective, 90% of it I might throw away, but 10% of it might be the thing that I need to progress my situation, to better my situation, to be a better mom, to be a better friend, to be a better cousin or pseudo sibling. It's that extra perspective sometimes that we need to open ourselves to. The tunnel vision of it's just me and it's my thoughts. Only I know it's great for me. Only I know what's best for me. And I'm just going to keep trudging along. And I think like it's such a conflict because you think of it as such a, I don't know about type A, but such a strict way of thinking. It's very restrictive. And then you think about creatives and how the stereotype is that we're very open and we're very free and free thinkers and, you know, just like very fantastical and romanticize things. But we can also be extremely strict in our way of thinking. You know, I fought with my publisher on my first book that was published on Beloved Publications. And we fought on my cover. And she'll probably be like, well, we didn't fight. Like, you know, it wasn't that serious. But, you know, we went back and forth a little bit on my cover. And I just so was adamant on this vision that I had. And she's like, listen, pick from one of these covers right here and like, let's get moving. And I was like, no, it has to be this. And it was my first, you know, publication. So I was doing too much. But, you know, I had a vision. And even now I still have a vision. I go back and forth with designers like, it's kind of right. It's not quite. I want you to do this. And I don't think that's necessarily a problem with offering my creative vision and trying to get it executed. But sometimes we got to get shifted. Sometimes we got to take a turn. And, you know, I was talking to one of the designers who is doing the cover for an upcoming book. And I was like, oh, this is what I have in my mind. And when she sent back the cover, it was perfect for the title of the book. It had nothing to do with what was in my mind. Nothing. And I struggled because I had a vision. And it wasn't executed. And I had to take her perspective into consideration. That was hard for me because I had a vision. And she should just listen to what I say. And she should just do that. I'm grateful she didn't. When she sent back what she sent, it was perfect for what the title was. And it made total sense. What I had in my mind did not make sense given the title. I had a picture, a very specific picture in my head of what this cover should look like. And it didn't match the title. And it was only after she sent me a perfect depiction of the title that I was like, what I'm thinking don't make no damn sense. It don't make no sense. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to force her to execute some shit that don't make sense. It don't make any sense. I need her perspective. I need her insight. I need her to share what she sees so that I can open my eyes and I can see something else. The end result was me changing the title of the book. And now the title works perfectly with what I picture the cover to look like. And she's like, yo, I'm on it. I got you. And you see how those perspectives help us. You know, I wouldn't be able to move forward. I was trying to force myself to accept what she made as a cover because I'm like, okay, it makes sense. And it's just like, well, you know, but you want to move forward and be okay within your spirit, right? You don't want to be like move forward and just be shaking the entire time. We want something to settle us. Like when I take that leap forward and yes, it's exciting and yes, it's nerve wracking, but there's always this little thing that settles us and let us know like, no, this is right. This is right. And I didn't feel that. And so I was just like, oh my God, this is giving me such anxiety. This is horrible. But I had to take my time and consider her perspective. And let it in and recognize that this is not the time where my assertive, no-nonsense, get down to business, my way or the highway, this is not the time where it's my asset. It's my flaw. And in this moment, I need to work it out because I need to receive something in order to get the best of everything. And I'm glad I did, because where we are now in terms of what we understand, we're working towards is so much better. It's so much better. And, you know, it may seem like a small thing, right? A cover to a book, but it means everything to me, who's the creative creating it. It means everything. And just like the conversation that I just had with a friend of mine, like, it's a perspective that, and I'm hesitant to share with you guys only because I'm still processing that perspective when it's in regards to me and my child. Some valid points were made, and I had to be vulnerable enough to verbally assert that I'm still figuring everything out. That's so scary to me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not, whenever my child is like upset with herself for not getting the answer right in school, and I'm trying to explain to her like it's okay to be wrong sometimes, and it doesn't mean that you're not smart. What actually makes you smart is your ability to learn the new thing, to absorb the new thing, to shift gears and be able to incorporate new information into what you already know. And then I have to sit here and have the same conversation with myself, because I'd be so upset that I don't already know, that I don't already have it, you know, perfectly laid out, that I don't already have the answer, that what I'm doing is not admirable. And it's just like, wait, what? No, I'm doing this to protect my child. And, you know, opening up to more perspectives, say, am I truly protecting her, or am I setting her up for something difficult in the future? And I'm still processing what the answer to that question is, but I need to take the other perspective into consideration in order to properly process it. Because if I just go based upon what's in my own mind, which is what I have been doing in this situation, then I may not be doing what's best, and I wouldn't know until it's too late, until it has a negative impact. And then I'm like, oh, and I don't want that, because it's for my child and I love my child more than anything in this world. So rather than wait till my child experiences the negative impact, it's best for me to consider this perspective as well as additional perspectives and process what I'm going to do with this information and what parts of these of this information can be incorporated to my current process so that I make things smoother, easier, more joyful for my child. It's hard. You know, when a creative is working on their work and they're focused, and when anyone, like, you know, things that you care about, it becomes like your baby. And you care about it so much that, like, you know, any negative thing set aside or anything that says needs improvement is like, what? Oh, my God. It's just life shattering. And I think that's why sometimes we shut down to outside perspectives. Yes, it's because of our experiences. Yes, some of us have been terribly hurt by people we should have trusted or shouldn't have trusted, but we trusted anyway. Or better yet, we've been hurt by people who should have been trustworthy because it's their fault they weren't trustworthy. But we're left with the impact. And yes, we shut down a lot because of that. But we need to figure out a way to balance and incorporate other perspectives, because it's not necessarily a personal attack when someone's showing you what areas you need improvement. You know, sometimes we're quick to say, well, you think I need improvement here. This is where I think you need improvement. And that's, you know, a defense mechanism. And that's not healthy either, because information is a gift. You can decide to take it, leave it, toss it out the window, put it on the shelf, or put it in your pocket. But it's a gift. It's a gift you don't always have to open, but it's still a gift. So I think for us going forward in this leg of our journey, that we need to be open to ideas and perspectives that are pouring into our ideas and perspectives and helping them bloom. Because at the end of the day, that's the purpose. We all want to bloom, right? All right, that's me on my soapbox. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. If you want to support, which I would really, really appreciate you supporting, purchase my books. They're all available on Amazon. In Her Makeup was the first novel that I have ever written. It's available on Amazon, Kindle, Kindle Unlimited, and Audible. So check that out. Delectable was the first romance novel I had ever written. It's available on Amazon, Kindle, Kindle Unlimited. Touch Me First, my first book that Amazon made me classify as erotica, which I think is a cute love story, but it's a little nasty at times, but I think you'll love it. Online romance, you know how that go. That's available on Amazon, Kindle, Kindle Unlimited. Savage Fever, y'all know that's my heart right there. That's my urban fiction novel. It is a collection of 5 episodes, very much like a television series, like a short series. It's the first season. There is season 2 coming at one point. It is so dope. I'm so proud of it. It's based on a television show that I created many, 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 many moons ago when I was in grad school. I mean, we're talking before Scandal was even on TV. So that's how many moons it was. But yeah, check that out. I would love for you to read it, rate it, go to Amazon, give me a whole review. Tell me how you feel, for real, for real. Get at me on Twitter. I'm at P Writes, P-W-R-I-T-E-S. I'm Phoenix Ash on Instagram. I have a reader group on Facebook, Phoenix's Fireflies, and Fire spelled F-I-Y-A-H. I would love for you to join. I thank you so much for your time and sharing your journey with me. I hope, you know, at one point we could recognize how much more we can win together. Until the next time when we could exchange our peace and power.